classes down there. They were just getting the program started. And it was always touch and go. If three people didn't get in the class, so I had to change to some other class. You know, I had to do that 3 or 4 times. And of course, the only things that you could find open were education courses, and they didn't operate their courses the same way liberal arts people did.
Yeah.
And, they really looked upon liberal arts people as being having a superiority complex. They thought that we felt that we were superior to them, and all of them were actually shooting for us.
But that rivalry between education and liberal arts just about
everywhere. It was just about everywhere. I've been to a couple of schools, and it was the same way there. So I have completed everything. I turned in all of my, I have all my tests, my oral, done my project paper, and I've gotten through with everything. I just have a hold up from the education department. See, when right before I graduated, they wanted to put a black English teacher at all foreign state. And I talked it over with the dean. He's the executive vice president in charge of educational affairs. Sent for me and told me he'd like very much for me to take the job, you know, to try to enhance his school's reputation. He felt that I was a capable English student, and he was going to make sure that the two classes that I was in would either give me a chance to take an examination at the end of the quarter, we were on a quarter system then, or that they would just give me credit. But when I got back, he told me that the dean of the School of Education, who had more tenure than he had, wouldn't go along with it. Yeah. So now she has retired, and it's up in the air about what they're going to do about it.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble with that.
What degree are you working for?
A Master of Arts in Teaching English.
Oh, wait, what school is this?
Jackson State University. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so might as well get this down while we're talking about it. So you're working, you're in progress.
Well, I've completed all of the work. It's just a matter of paperwork.
Oh, I see. MAC program at Jackson State. Where'd you do your BA work?
I did it there too.
At
Jackson State. Of course, that was a big time. I finished in 64. My BA. And it was, 71 or something when I went back for this. And 73 or 74 when I got it. Was 73 or 74 when I finished? 73, I took my last course. And this woman just retired. Yeah, she retired. Well, see, I went right on to school, and I was in my second semester. I got drafted in January of 66. So I got back from service Christmas of 67. That's almost 2 years, January of 66, you know, almost to January of 68. Then I worked 2 years until 70. I went down after in 70 and took my two courses for, you know, to teach in 71. Then in 71, cause like I said, from 71 to 73, I was working on that MAT program. And when I got through with that, I came around here and we started badgering or talking to the woman who was down at Dr. Thompson. And she would never go along with this. And she just retired here recently, 78, 79.
Well, that must be annoying.